The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. Today, we're going to be talking to the team from Ulster Prevention Council and how they work to prevent youth substance use throughout Ulster County. Our guests are Susan Baxter, who is Director of Ulster Prevention Council. Susan has dedicated herself to family services since 2014. That's the overall organization. And Susan has a deep commitment to youth advocacy and community well-being. As the director of the Ulster Prevention Council, Susan leads initiatives that promote substance use prevention, mental health awareness, and positive youth development throughout Ulster County. And our other guest is Jennifer Ryan, who is the Community Prevention Coordinator for Ulster Prevention Council. Jennifer has been with Ulster Prevention Council for almost 3 years. She attended grad school in California, but moved to the Hudson Valley in 2022 to make a difference in her new community. She has consistently worked with youth throughout her career and continues to foster thriving in both schools and communities of Ulster County. So Jennifer and Susan, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you so much for having us, Ben.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So can we start by giving our listeners a little bit of background about Ulster Prevention Council, kind of an overview, how and why it was formed and how it's organized and funded?
Yeah, absolutely. So in fact, when the Ulster Prevention Council did not start until 2010, it actually started as the Ulster Prevention Project, which began in 2006. And that began by the Ulster County Legislature at the time. The legislature at the time was looking to fight substance use on the level of prevention and really tried to find those solutions. And it was then that they formed an 18-member board, which was fully funded through the State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services. The board was then tasked with looking for ways to help the youth in Ulster County. And in fact, at that time, there were many gaps in the services regarding the evidence-based prevention strategies and programs that were not quite integrated into the county's like overall framework to kind of address the rise of substance use among youth. In 2010, with the expertise of the board, UPC was formed under Family Services, the nonprofit agency, with the legislature as the governing agent for UPC. And the board does consist of members throughout all the sectors across the county: United Way, Department of Mental Health, Department of Health, City of Kingston, Criminal Justice, Probation, Law Enforcement, TFAC, which is Tobacco Free Action Communities, Faith-Based, Higher Education, Department of Social Services, Ulster County BOCES, MHA, and local business owners and treatment and recovery representatives. So that's who kind of makes up our board, who kind of governs the things that we do and, you know, kind of gives their voice to the things that that we strive to kind of give to the youth. So that's a little overview of UPC as when we started. Our staffing now is myself, Jennifer, which we just talked about, Community Prevention Coordinator. And we do have two prevention educators that work throughout the county. And, you know, just like additionally, like, you know, any sort of like funding sources and all of that come from OASIS. So we are funded through the state and through Ulster County.
And as I understand it, and I'm on the board, so I know a little bit about this. Most of your work takes place in our schools in Ulster County. So how does your work interact with existing school programs and curricula? Is it complementary to that? Does it go through those classes and programs, or is it separate, or how does that work?
Yeah, so with the program that we implement directly into Ulster County schools, which is the Too Good for Drugs program, it depends on where we put it. Because Too Good for Drugs aligns with the New York State like educational system, so we can go into health, science, social studies because it aligns with their curriculum. So in that sense, we kind of like with health classes, the educators will go in and work alongside the health teacher so that the curriculum, although Too Good for Drugs is different than their health curriculum, but we try to keep the verbiage the same and try to interject when they start a substance use lesson, we are as well. So we kind of try to work, you know, with the teachers in that sense. But yeah, we push into most classes between health science and social studies.
Mm-hmm. And can you elaborate a little bit on Too Good for Drugs? It's an evidence-based program, as you mentioned, but can you tell our listeners about that a bit?
Absolutely. So it is an evidence-based program, and it's a universal K through 12th grade. And it's designed really to mitigate the risk factors and enhance our protective factors related to alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs. The program is 10 lessons, which is taught over 10 weeks. The lessons introduce and develop skills like for the kids to make healthy choices, whether it's, you know, positive friendships, healthy relationships, communicating effectively, peer pressure skills, peer influence. So we kind of cover those social emotional topics. And then once we've kind of achieved that in the first 5 weeks, the second half of the program is then dedicated to substance use. So that's dependent on, you know, developmentally appropriate, their grade level of what substances we introduce the children to. The lower grades, obviously, they would not be introduced to certain topics as would the older grades would be introduced to some of our bigger issues that we have going on in the county.
And do you also engage parents and community members and others in your efforts? How is that done?
We definitely do, Vin. You know, they're an integral part of our prevention efforts. We mainly engage parents in our schools. So we offer many different programs that we do, primarily at parent-teacher conferences or parent engagement nights and other events that they might have. They'll request for us to go in. We do a hidden in plain sight, which is a mock teen bedroom that they're able to walk through and see things that are stash places for substances, you know, paraphernalia and things that they may not recognize or know that it's right in front of their face in their child's room. That usually goes in tandem, not always, with current drug trends, which is about a 45-minute presentation letting them know what the current drug trends are in Ulster County. And we also are going to be doing that tomorrow, actually. Marlboro High School will be doing a hidden in plain sight. We've also done it with the mentors and mentees of teachers in Marlboro High School or Marlboro School District, and also the teachers at the high school. So that's something that, you know, we're hitting the community with as well. Community-wise, you know, we table at a lot of different events, any opportunity that we can, you know, to assist our partners. We have several meetings every month in which we work together with, you know, our partners in prevention and treatment and recovery, and even some like non-substance use disorder, you know, things like mental health. You know, we plan these outreach events and we all work together to build strong connections and, of course, have the awareness of what's going on so the community does know, you know, what we are doing in the schools and what's going on in their towns and cities. So we do a lot of engagement with parents and community.
And do you think that parents, you know, and I'm a parent myself, do you think that parents have a full appreciation for the, you know, the scope of the problem, and are they wanting to know the facts as they are, or is it a combination of maybe wanting to understand, but, you know, not wanting to be shocked by it?
I mean, and I will say in our hidden in plain sight, which I think is the most engaging and shocking for them as they walk through and they see the different stash places that, you know, their child might be using. You know, there might be a can that actually looks like a Pringles can, but it has a false bottom and, you know, they're stashing, you know, vapes in there or whatever. And some of them come in and they're happy that, oh my gosh, I didn't know this. I'm glad that I'm aware now, and some of them just don't want to face it. They will say, I don't even want to see this, and leave the room. So it's a little bit of both. I think a lot of it is just getting parents out to the events so that they are part of it. That's a little bit of a struggle at times. But other than that, I mean, everybody is very wowed when they go through, because I think that there is, you know, a lot of denial in some cases, and a lot of it is just not knowing what's going on.
So, Susan or Jennifer, in about a minute and 20 seconds thereabouts that we have left in the first segment, so without going into too deeply into the data, where do you see the trends going with respect to youth substance use in Ulster County? Are they headed in the right direction?
I mean, we're hoping that they're heading in the right direction. I mean, we are seeing that vaping, you know, both nicotine and THC is rising in both middle schools and high schools. You know, we're trying to get that down. I mean, in the county, we're seeing that, you know, cigarette smoking is going down, but the vaping, unfortunately, is almost an epidemic in Ulster County and in most of the schools.
And in the country, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, this is really important work and interesting work, and our listeners want to know a lot more about it, as do I. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on the Hudson Valley's Talk and Sports Network, The Beacon.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today, we're talking with the folks from Ulster Prevention Council and how they work to prevent youth substance use in our community. And our guests are Susan Baxter, who's director of Ulster Prevention Council, and Jennifer Ryan, who is the community prevention coordinator. So Susan and Jennifer, before the break, we talked about a little bit about Ulster Prevention Council, what services are offered, how they're offered, and so on. But there are some other programs that are even go beyond just substance use per se, that really speak to prevention and wellness services for boys and girls. Can you talk about some of those programs?
Yeah, of course. We, you know, beyond Too Good for Drugs, which Susan mentioned earlier, we do implement several other evidence-based programs to the youth, you know, at schools and in the county, no cost to them. We offer Teen Intervene, which is one program, and we have Girls Circle, and then the Council for Boys and Young Men. So Teen Intervene itself is a program. It's offered to teens ages 12 to 19 with mild to moderate substance use. It's three sessions once a week for 3 weeks. We get our referrals, you know, through schools with students who have been caught with paraphernalia or, you know, a vape or anything along those lines. And we use it in lieu of ISS or OSS. So we will meet the students, you know, at the school site. Sometimes we, you know, we stay in one school a whole day and just have a slew of students coming in that they have referred to us. We also get a lot of our referrals from probation. We have those meetings usually at their prospective schools or at our office, just depending on what's convenient for parents. So, you know, we're seeing increasing numbers in that. And also the Girls Circle and the Council for Boys and Young Men, those are empowerment groups. They're usually offered, you know, during school or after school. Sometimes they complement other schools might have, you know, groups that they have, and we integrate together. And basically, we also offer it into the community, where we have held it at the Restorative Justice Center in Kingston. We're also planning a summer session at the Trudy Farber building in Ellenville. But we've also done both of these groups in Highland, in Kingston, and coming up in Marlborough. So it's been very, very effective.
Sounds really good. It's much more, a little bit more, a smaller group where you can really focus a little bit more effort and have some interactive dialogue and all of that. It's really great. So, Susan and Jennifer, you've been doing this for a number of years, as I've been following along. What would you say are some of the key challenges and successes of your efforts over the years? You know, things that you would highlight as saying, you know, these are some of the big challenges out there that we're still grappling with, and here are some of the successes that we've had.
I would say really the biggest challenge that we encounter is funding and staffing. As Susan said, it's the two of us and we have two educators, and we are serving this year for the first time, which is one of our successes, all 9 school districts in Ulster County. So if you can imagine, you know, we have two educators going into numerous schools, and we only have so much time, you know, during the school day to do this. And so that's one of our challenges, is being able to do that. And then also in the community and be able to reach out and, you know, do outreach things without, you know, having extra people. We manage as best as we can, and we don't ever want to turn anyone down, but we, you know, we have schools reaching out to us, and a lot of times we just can't fit it into the schedule. And that's a shame, because it is a successful, all of the programs are successful. We, you know, Too Good for Drugs, which is our main one that we do in the schools. As Susan said earlier, you know, we look at the numbers for that and see how effective we are. This year, the number served is just getting larger and larger. We're serving almost 5,000 students this year. Every year it goes up higher and higher, but we don't have more people to do it. So I think that is a challenge. The success is seeing how well the kids are doing when we get our, you know, feedback at the end, and see with our implementation tools to test, you know, after the program. We know that it's been successful, and we're seeing kids 6th, 7th, 8th grade, a lot of the same kids. And it's great, because they will come into a class, for example, doing something in high school right now, which I saw the 8th graders, you know, last year, and they came in and they remembered and retained a lot of the information they were taught. So we know that we're doing something good, and it is sticking with kids. And I think that is a success.
Really great. So also, Ulster Prevention Council does work in the peer-to-peer prevention messaging space. And I've followed along with some of the media contests and some of the excellent work that students have submitted. Really, really great. And that's ongoing. So maybe, Susan, you could talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah. So our media contest is ongoing. So we do offer that to all the youth in Ulster County every year. It's usually different times. So we just ended the last media contest. So there will be one coming up. So stay tuned for that in the next school year. But I did kind of want to highlight a pilot program that we are starting in Highland High School. Samantha, one of our prevention educators, she's working on a peer leadership group. And what this is doing is working with a small group of high school students, and they create workshops to present to the current 8th graders in Highland Middle School. So the goal is to use student the leaders, their voices as an effective way for the eighth graders to feel like more comfortable and prepared to transition into the high school. As we know, that's, you know, very nerve-wracking for some. So they are currently in the planning stages of the workshop, and the student leaders are choosing their topics for their workshops. And, you know, and the nice thing is they're very engaged. They're looking forward to doing it. You know, they're working on spreadsheets and how to kind of do all of this. And I think it's important for high schoolers to show the eighth graders, this is what, you know, you need to know. So it's sort of like a toolbox for them. And, you know, we haven't done this yet, us being Ulster Prevention. So we're really excited to pilot this program and, you know, hoping that it goes well. We will continue to do this program in other districts. So Highland is just getting this kind of small group right now. And so we're really excited to see how that goes and, you know, stay tuned.
Yeah. And peer-to-peer messaging, I think, is a lot more effective than adults, right?
Absolutely.
Telling kids what they should or shouldn't do, right?
Absolutely. And I think it's nice for, you know, the eighth graders, you know, let's face it, eighth grade, you know, you're at the top of your game, you know, you're the highest in your grade level, eighth grade, and then come over to the high school where you're now back on the bottom.
Right.
So like that, you know, here's what you need to know. So we're really, really excited to kind of pilot this program. You know, being that we are a small staff, we still can make impact in these sort of ways. So we do the groups and all the things, but these programs that we're just kind of coming up with and finding that, you know, this is something that's going to be effective and we can use our time in that way. So it's really exciting.
Yeah. And the younger kids definitely look up to the older kids too. That's a really good, you know, that's another really strong element.
Absolutely.
Susan, you know, when we talk about prevention, I know, you know, from our studies that we've done in the past, you know, there were some things that were identified as being key strategies for helping kids resist, you know, substance use and from initiating. Can you talk about what those really important steps are that, you know, that community leaders, parents, teachers, and all of us want to know?
Yeah, I mean, I probably could go on. The show is not long enough for this. But I would say, you know, really for parents, it's all about, you know, kind of fostering like that open, honest conversation with your child around substance use and mental health and peer pressure. You know, making parents aware, like listen to your kids, you know, put down the phone and kind of be engaged, you know, with your child and create that safe space for discussion. I think that's really important right now. You know, even in the classrooms with teachers, you know, encouraging the kids to trust and support, you know, being in the classroom and integrating those social and emotional learning skills and navigating the challenges. And lastly, community leaders, I would say, you know, increase the access to safe and supervised activities, advocate for policies that reduce youth access to substances and, you know, ease of access. We want to reduce that. We don't want the youth, you know, getting to anything. So community scans and that nature. And supporting youth-led prevention initiatives. I think those are three of our key main points. So,
yeah, that things that fall into that category of pro-social involvement, like involvement in sports, in music, in hobbies, in clubs, and, you know, volunteering efforts, all of those things that really keep kids, you know, engaged and excited and passionate about doing things other than drugs, which is all really wonderful. So we only have a few seconds left, Susan and or Jennifer. Tell us how folks can get more information and get in touch with Ulster Prevention Council.
Yeah. So our phone number is 845-458-7406. You can also go on to our website, www.ulsterpreventioncouncil.org. We are on Instagram, so it's at Ulster Prevention, and Facebook is Ulster Prevention Council. You'll see all of our activities and things that we're doing in the community on our Facebook and on our Instagram.
All awesome work, and really, you know, we can't thank you and your colleagues enough for the great, important work that you do on behalf of our community, our kids, all wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.